Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from England, we have Sister Rose Rowling. Sister Rose is a novice with the English Dominican Congregation of St. Catherine of Siena, based in Cambridge. Her preaching today is entitled, The Shelter of St. Joseph.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called Christ. This is how Jesus Christ came to be born. His mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they came to live together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a man of honor and wanting to spare her publicity, decided to divorce her informally. He had made up his mind to do this when the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because she has conceived what is in her by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you must name him Jesus, because he is the one who is to save his people from their sins. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had told him to do. In 2015, Crisis, the UK's national charity for people experiencing homelessness, produced a report which detailed the experiences of loneliness and isolation amongst homeless people across the country. This report, and others like it, draw attention to the fact that it is loneliness, the everyday experience of neglect, ignorance, and ambivalence, which is often the core wound imprinted on the hearts of those people who are and who were homeless. In Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs, shelter is basic to human survival. But as well as physiological needs, human beings also require a sense of love and belonging. We know that a happy home must include satisfying both the material and the emotional needs of a person. In today's Gospel, we hear what I find to be one of the tenderest moments in the New Testament, when Joseph took Mary into his home. Let us recall salvation history for a moment and remind ourselves of the Annunciation, how this was, perhaps, an experience of ultimate loneliness for Our Lady. This was a moment of singular grace, unique, unrepeatable, and not comparable to any grace given to a human being before or since, to become the Mother of God. Our Lady's wholehearted fiat to God's revelation triggered a radical yet instant departure from the traditional pattern of Jewish life. Our Lady's initial acceptance of her vocation meant walking on water, without the security of an anchor, the refuge of a harbour, or the stability of the shore. She was left temporarily rootless. It's Our Lady is the mystical rose, a flower which, like other plants, must be rooted in order to properly flourish. In God's providence, he rerouted the future this young lady had anticipated, placing her in the tender care of Saint Joseph. Yet Joseph also experienced his own moment of rootlessness when he discovered that his betrothed was carrying a child not his own. The former plans of traditional Jewish marriage and family life suddenly casting him adrift until God breaks him and settles him into new ground. Perhaps we too have had experiences with people we thought we knew, who reveal something or do something which surprises us. The moment of revelation can be a moment of estrangement. The person I thought I knew has changed. It takes the encouragement of an angel, the for Saint Joseph to display an extraordinary act of mercy and generosity towards Mary. Could we too imitate the angel and encourage the men in our lives to courageously embrace the task of being spiritual and biological fathers? Like all fathers, Joseph was indispensable to the formation of the family, not an optional or useful extra, one without which mother or child would not have survived very long. At certain times in our own lives, God entrusts us with particular people, projects, places, and tasks, which we must take responsibility for and nurture into maturity. Both Jesus and Our Lady were superior to Saint Joseph in the order of perfection. Yet Joseph it was who was entrusted with the care of God's most precious treasures. So too, God entrusts himself and his gifts to us, poor inadequate refuges that we are, but ones which he seeks and delights in making his home. So Saint Joseph took Mary into his own home. He gave her shelter, physically, in the form of following the Jewish custom of a woman leaving her father's house for the protection and provision of her husband's, socially, in that his discretion protects her dignity from the storms of gossip and speculation, and emotionally, in that he raises the boy as his own son, becoming leader and teacher of the family. Yet despite St. Joseph's best effort to be that strong shelter of a good husband and foster father, the Holy Family met with many trials and disappointments. Consider, for example, how physical shelter was an early difficulty for the Holy Family. The poor stable at Bethlehem, the 40-mile road journey to Egypt to escape from Herod the Great, and then Jesus as an adult finds he has no place to lay his head. Think too of the social slurs of reputational damage cast on to Mary and Jesus. One cannot help but think of the rather tongue-in-cheek questioning of the crowd who ask, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph?" when the Lord declares himself to have come down from heaven. But this is how we know that the Holy Family were a real human family and not the characters of a fairy tale. They had real and serious trials. Their story was not one of happily ever after without suffering, but happily together despite suffering. Hopefully, these glimpses into the domestic reality of the Holy Family offer some consolation, an icon of solidarity. Too many families find themselves living as refugees, victims of natural disasters, enduring poverty or prejudice, or deluged by negative cultural influences. Parents, especially fathers, can feel like a failure in their task of sheltering their children from the storms of life. Most external forces are outside our personal control. We can only entrust ourselves and our children into the hands of our Abba, our Father in heaven. We cannot contend with all the injustice in the world, but we can strive to become just ourselves, like Saint Joseph, the quintessential just man. A father's gift to his children is to exercise his authority with justice, to be that safe harbour of wisdom, encouragement, and faith through all life's storms. The imagery of storms manifests at several points in the Bible, and aside from Saint Joseph, the other patriarch given the lofty recognition of being a just man was Noah. St. Matthew uses the same word to describe the essential quality of both men, indicating the connection between them. Noah is a type of St. Joseph. Noah, of course, built the ark, the shelter which withstood the most destructive storm in the history of the world. The church is the new ark, and entrusted to St. Joseph's paternal care, a place of refuge for all the world's children. In this time of Lent, as we seek to intensify our Christian commitment to mercy and good works, let us recall today especially the corporal work of mercy of harbouring the harbourless, following St. Joseph's example, by opening wide the doors to our hearts, our churches, and our resources, and being a warm and sturdy refuge for all who seek shelter. St. Joseph, patron and protector of the Universal Church, pray for us.